Yo-ho-ho, the diary just discovered in a loft apartment in Bristol, England, would put Pirates of the Caribbean to shame. It's the swashbuckling memoir of Captain Woods Rogers. The account of his three-year, bone-chilling, blood-spilling, round-the-world voyage. Rogers was a privateer, by the way. He hunted pirates and Spanish vessels. Sailed with a pair of ships called the Duke and Duchess. Heavily armed, 36 guns on each, combined crew of 333. Bet you know something, it was Captain Rogers who pursued and killed the pirate Blackbeard. Now, after Rogers retired in the early 18th century, King George I appointed him governor of the Bahamas. And I hadn't known this all the way up until 1973. Rogers' favorite saying, "Piracy expelled, commerce restored," was the official motto of the Bahamas. But here's the thing. When this recently discovered copy of Captain Rogers' diary is auctioned tomorrow in England, it's expected to bring only about £3,000. But now wait, do you know what this Captain Woods Rogers did? Cruising the South Seas, he came across a remote island and found and rescued a castaway there, wild-looking fellow wearing goat skins who said he'd been marooned 4.5 years previous. And when the captain came home, he told his friend, author Daniel Defoe, who thus inspired wrote Robinson Crusoe. That's right, Captain Rogers, in effect, was the rescuer of the most famous castaway in Western literature. It will have taken 3 or 4 years to complete this process, but in 2011, we'll have a new list representing the seven wonders of nature. The Swiss-based not-for-profit foundation conducting the search had collected 441 candidates in 2007. It's down to 261 now. July 7 concludes the next round of internet voting. Over 1 billion people are expected to vote. That will pare the list of nature's greatest hits down to 77 semifinalists. Among the candidates still in the running, America's Grand Canyon, the Great Barrier Reef, of course, Niagara Falls, the Matterhorn, and Scotland's Loch Ness, with or without the monster. You know the lost city of Machu Picchu, ancient Inca metropolis in Peru, was allegedly discovered in 1911 by American explorer Hiram Bingham. But hold on, an English missionary may have stumbled across it first. No, now it looks like a German engineer named Augusto Berns may have discovered Machu Picchu 40 years earlier. And historians don't like this one bit because it turns their mystical, inscrutable, lost city into one of the most found cities in the world. Now, that's news. And I'm Paul Harvey, Jr.
A message from Orbitz.
Hello. Are you looking for the very best travel deals Orbitz has to offer? Then you're in luck, because I'm here to introduce Dealorama. Dealorama constantly scours Orbitz to find the best deals. How do you know they're the best? Well, first, we sweeten the deals with even more savings. And second, if they weren't the best, the Orama people would pull our license so fast it would make your head spin.
This week, Florida. Go to Dealorama at deals.orbitz.com now to check out our very best deal.
Hey, I'm Pete, owner of Pete's Precious Pets. Wife, isn't it? Anyhow, I used to take care of all my finances on spreadsheets. The system kind of worked, but it took forever, made it hard to tend to the customers and the animals. Anyway, everyone I knew was using Intuit QuickBooks, so I gave it a try. And now I know why it's the best-selling small business financial software, because it tracks all my sales a lot easier and faster than I ever could. Which is good, because the parrots were learning a lot of words I can't repeat here.
Intuit QuickBooks. Get back to business. Try it for free at QuickBooks.com.
Coffee, please.
I need one, too. Please. Claire, I can't sleep. I lay awake half the night, and it's just wearing me out. And I can't do the prescription stuff because it drives me up, makes me feel all groggy the next day.
Would you like to fall asleep fast and sleep solid all night long? Then this message is for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Darrow. I prescribe sleep drugs to hundreds of patients. There are side effects such as addiction and fatigue and memory loss. But recently, a new breakthrough was announced, and it's available without a prescription. After prescribing Rapid Sleep PM to some of my patients and seeing them finally fall asleep fast and wake up refreshed, I've agreed to come on the radio to tell you about it. When you have occasional sleeplessness, it's safe and profoundly effective. In fact, the results are so impressive, I've arranged for you to actually try it risk-free. So call now. 800-865-6296. 800-865-6296. This risk-free trial won't last. 800-865-6296.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires. America's promise.
We as a people will get there.
January 20th, history will be made.
Americans who sent a message to the world that we have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
Barack Obama's inauguration.
The spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Heard here on 77 WABC. Mark Levin.
You know, sometimes it takes courage to stand apart from the crowd, but you do it because it's the right thing to do. And so I continue to reject the cult of Obama and those who insist that we join it. It pains me to watch conservatives and pseudo-conservatives struggle with their words as they try not to offend the cultists, yet hold on to their principles.
Mark Levin.
Evening, 6 to 8
on 77 WABC.
If you're not at the Breakers, you're not in Palm Beach. This winter, stay at the Breakers and enjoy up to $200 per night of Breakers rewards. Visit thebreakers.com or call 1-888-BREAKERS today.
Today, for the inauguration of Barack Obama, turn it to the best. ABC, Charlie Gibson, Diane Sawyer, George Stephanopoulos, nonstop with exclusives you'll only see on ABC.
Be the seventh caller to win a set of 77 lottery tickets for the friends at New Jersey Lottery. Play New Jersey Lottery and give your dreams a chance. Call the WABC contest line at 212-268-9222.
Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski.
Hey, Joe Scarborough with Mika Brzezinski. We are in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. Now, where history's being made today, you know, Mika, yesterday I gave the challenge to Republicans, to conservatives.
It was a good challenge.
To be happy for this country, to be happy for Barack Obama, to hope and wish the best for him. Forget ideology. We don't know what he's going to do. I, you know what? I'm a big believer in giving a guy a chance. So let's not judge him. But I've got to say, after seeing what I have seen in Washington, D.C. over the past 24 hours and seeing the people that have been flooding in, I've been to so many events before. I've been to, I think, 4 inaugurations. I've been to 8. Conventions. I've been around huge political events, and there's always a bit of nastiness, whether it's a Democratic event or a Republican event. I can tell you that there is an unequaled sense of joy. There's not the animosity. Nobody's shouting or throwing eggs at me as I walk through crowds. These people are, and they're not saying nasty things about you. There are a lot of people here that are bringing, this is really an event where people are bringing their children. It is a sense of history, and I can tell you as an American, just like when I saw those huge flags being waved high above 3 mile or a mile high stadium in Denver during the Democratic convention, I thought, God, you know, this is a great country.
Yeah.
We can come together even if we fight people politically, ideologically. We don't have to try to destroy them. I'm happy today to be an American.
I agree, and I think, you know, what we're seeing happening here in Washington is a lot of different things going on, and it's okay. You know, we were on our TV show this morning. Tom Brokaw came on, and he said it's going to be hard not to get emotional when he watches Barack Obama take the oath of office. And it was great to hear that from our leader, from, you know, on a journalistic level, because there are many different things going on. This is not just the next president of the United States. As journalists, we cover that. But in terms of our society and in terms of progress, something is happening here today.
You know, I was talking to Colin Powell, he was telling me that he agreed it was a wonderful time for America to come together. But at the same time, he said, you know, I don't want to hear people continuing to say, let's stop being partisan. Our country was founded on the concepts of divided government. Our country depends on Republicans challenging Democrats, conservatives challenging liberals, right-wingers challenging left-wingers, left-wingers challenging right-wingers, moderates getting in the mix. That is what America is about. So when I say be happy to be an American, I say be happy that we change governments in a way that other countries don't for the most part. There aren't tanks going down Pennsylvania Avenue right now. We don't do it like Chavez does it. We don't rig elections. We don't take power by gunpoint. It's done quietly in the voting booths. It starts, I believe, it's a magical process, a glorious process that begins at Dixville Notch in New Hampshire on midnight election day.
There you go.
And the results end up in Hawaii and Alaska. And great things happen. And you look at the images that we've been seeing today, that we can see right now on Capitol Hill. Now, the Capitol looking gorgeous. And I think, Mika, of 7 years ago, and I look at, when I look at that Capitol, I think about how the terrorists wanted to take that down on September 11th. Thank God that you had people like Todd Beamer in the back of the plane saying, let's roll, that took that plane down in Pennsylvania and saved our Capitol. Today is just living proof. Basically, this is our way to tell Osama bin Laden, go to hell. We're going to rise above it. We're going to do what we're going to do. And guess what? We're going to elect a guy named Barack Hussein Obama.
He's going to change the face of foreign policy just by virtue of his name. And you may not agree with all of his approaches ideologically toward foreign policy or toward some of the domestic policy. And you know what? I'm concerned about the stimulus package. I really am. I think we're going to be arguing about that in the months to come.
It's socialism, and it's not going to work.
I'm very concerned that we're just throwing money at the problem, and we're just going to end up with a debt just like we did during the Great Depression. And by the way, unless I'm incorrect, what really brought us out of it was World War II.
It was World War II, and you quoted a great Wall Street Journal editorial that talked about how stimulus packages don't work. And in fact, Barack Obama's own chairwoman of his Council of Economic Advisors wrote a book in 1994 saying stimulus packages don't work. All that being said, all that brushed aside,
right,
if you look at the images that we're looking at right now, across, we're looking west across the mall in Washington, D.C. It was the first place that Ronald Reagan saw when he took his inauguration in 1981. And Reagan decided, instead of being inaugurated on the east side of the Capitol, where you looked across to the Supreme Court,
yeah,
he wanted to look across to America. He wanted, and he talked about it in his speech, he wanted to see all of America. He wanted to speak to all of America. And he talked about speaking over the shoulders of General Grant in the statue that was there, over past the Washington Monument, and past the Lincoln Memorial, and past the graveyards that are right below General Lee's home in Arlington, Virginia. It is so moving. It's just a great day to be an American.
It is. We want you to call us. We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Joe has been challenging you. He's been challenging you to be happy today, to be okay with
get
it.
Get happy.
At least for today.
Like the Partridge Family would sing, come on, get
Trust
happy.
Trust me, he's going to do his job.
And
he's
going
to question him.
You don't have to worry
not
about
like
that.
Not like he's not going to do his job, but he's happy.
Happy guy. I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
All right.
And I won't forget the man who died.
Okay, please don't sing.
I want, though, for Americans also, if you want to give us a call at 1-800-848-9222, to talk about maybe your favorite inaugural memory. Mine was Ronald Reagan in 1981. I remember coming home from school early, watching it with my father and mother, how excited they were. My father kept saying, if this man stays alive, he will be one of the great presidents of our time. My father was right. I remember 1976, one of the first inaugurals I remember. I remember Jimmy Carter getting out of the presidential motorcade and doing what no president had ever done, walking down Pennsylvania Avenue. It electrified the crowd, sent a great message. I wasn't so fun. I'll admit it. I'm a partisan guy. I wasn't real excited about Bill Clinton's inauguration in 93 or 97. I was very happy with George Bush's, even though I froze in 2001. 2005 was an interesting one. But give us a call. Tell us what your thoughts are. Your favorite inauguration.
Give your challenge again. I'm hoping people are a little nicer. There were some people who wouldn't take your challenge.
It's not that they're not being nice.
They weren't being men.
There are a lot of people who are very concerned about Barack Obama's ideology. I am with you. I'm concerned about that. But we have to turn the page past the partisanship that has ripped this country apart
for the
past 16 years. And I will challenge you Republicans, along with me, let's treat our commander-in-chief, the man who is in charge at 12 noon today of men and women fighting for their lives and fighting for our freedom in Iraq and Afghanistan, let's treat this commander-in-chief better than the left treated our commander-in-chief, George W. Bush, over the past 8 years.
It's a fair challenge.
And I guarantee you, George W. Bush, he's happy today. Laura's happy
Laura
today.
She's on cloud nine.
We have talked to some people that have spent time with the Bushes over the past couple of days. They can't wait to get back to town.
Bye-bye.
So at least be as happy as George W. Bush. You know what? That guy knows. He's done his job. He believes he's kept us safe, as I believe. And I think after 9/11, if you told George Bush you're going to have a lot of failures, but I can guarantee you that there will not be another attack on American soil. And in fact, when you go back to Texas, the biggest crisis Americans will face in the skies will be birds. I'll take that. So we salute you, George W. Bush. God bless you, George Bush and Laura.
Thank you.
And thank you for your service for America. And thank you mainly for keeping us safe. We'll be right back. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on ABC Radio Networks, 1-800-848-9222. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski on 77 WABC.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, now it's easy to find the right home pro for your project. Log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic has a network of licensed and insured contractors in hundreds of home improvement categories. If you need a painter, electrician, plumber, or any other home service, visit home.servicemagic.com. It's easy and it's free, and it's the source to find neighbor-recommended contractors in your area. Now you can hire a pre-screened home pro with confidence. Go to home.servicemagic.com. It's quick, it's free, and there's no obligation. Go to home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage.
You can do this with just the money you already make and actually improve your credit score. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have more than a million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have or how much money you make. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, so you can permanently insulate your credit status. Let me send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-933-0939. 1-800-933-0939. That's 1-800-933-0939.
77 WABC.
With Citibank Business Banking, you get more than just a great checking account. You get a partner like Sean, a Citibank business banker. Now, Sean, he's a good listener. So when his client, a pediatric dentist, wanted to spend more time with his patients and less time worrying about the book, that was all Sean needed to hear. He set the dentist's team up with a free check scanner for depositing patients' checks in the office, which meant fewer trips to the bank, which meant better customer service, which meant helping 9-year-old Jake feel comfortable with an up-close molar inspection. See? Good cash flow makes everyone feel better.
At Citibank, business bankers like Sean are just the start. Our wide range of cash management tools can maximize cash flow for any size company. Take advantage of creative solutions like our best-in-class online banking and our free check scanner offer, available for a limited time only. Stop in a Citibank branch today and see why Citi never sleeps.
Citibank N.A. member FDIC. Offer available until 2809. See your Citibank business banker for all applicable terms and conditions.
So my little brother, who runs his own business, tells me the holy grail in business is your customer's email. So I'm like, okay, but how can you, Mr. No Creative Bone in Your Body, do something snazzy like email marketing? And he goes, ConstantContact.com. You know, if I had known he'd be this successful, I totally would have given him the top bunk.
ConstantContact.com. Email marketing with tons of easy-to-use, professional-looking templates so you can be as creative as you want. Get a free 60-day trial and free live phone support at ConstantContact.com. It's a different world out there today, so it's good to know there are some things you can count on, like the quality of a Honda. Honda has the most durable, long-lasting line of cars in its class, which is one reason Honda can continue to offer affordable leasing when some other auto manufacturers can't. Honda. Simple. Go to shophonda.com to build and price your own Accord. Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Arlo Polk & Company U.S. Vehicles and Operation Registration Statistics 1988 through 2007 for Honda and competing models.
Verizon presents a small business worst-case scenario. For so-so savings, your staff is shivering.
We'll turn the heat up to 58.
And sales are seriously slipping.
Sherman Shirts. Sheila speaking.
Best case solution? Cut cable and get Verizon high-speed internet and phone for business for as low as $59.99 a month for up to 7 megabytes for 1 year to boost performance and lower costs. Plus, get over $200 in online rebates and the reliability of the network. Call 1-888-745-7277 today.
Suddenly, your staff is snug and productivity is sizzling.
Call 1-888-745-7277 and for as low as $59.99 a month, our lowest price ever, you'll get a dedicated broadband line straight from our central office to beat heavy internet traffic. Plus, 24/7 tech support, unlimited calling, and over $200 in online rebates.
Flashing cable sure was smart, Sam.
I second that, Sheila.
Better value, better performance. Verizon high-speed internet and phone for business. One of the many tools in the Verizon Small Business Toolbox. Offer and service available in select areas, New York and New Jersey only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee, taxes, and other charges apply. Offer ends 3/30/109.
Knowledge is power. 77 WABC.
Hey, welcome back to Morning Joe. Of course, we are playing the theme song of Mika Brzezinski's for George W. Bush. It is Miss You by the Rolling Stones. I know a lot of Americans that are going to miss George Bush. And I can, other than comedy writers, I can tell you that that there are a lot of things about the guy that that I like. And he kept us safe. And I'm proud of the fact that he stood by his guns when 80% of Americans were against the surge. So history, Colin Powell and I talked about this also. History's going to judge the president much more kindly than did media people in the time of his presidency.
Well, and even though we may disagree on that, for all the listeners who call in to call me a moron, I will say today that all I want to say to George W. Bush is thank you very much.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what a graceful transition.
Oh, yeah. Absolute grace, helping the Obamas from day one. I mean, after the election, he called him, congratulated him. They've been over backwards to help him out. And I think that's what a conservative does. I think that's what somebody that loves their country, puts their country above partisanship, does. And that's what I've been asking all Americans to do. Let's go to the phone lines and Lori in White Plains. Lori, isn't a day like today, regardless of who's being sworn in as President of the United States, a day that all conservatives should celebrate because what it says about this amazing country of ours?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm a pretty staunch conservative myself, and I sent my little two-year-old to preschool this morning in an American flag sweater vest. I butchered it up a little bit with camo shoes, but...
good for you.
you know, I mean, that's what this country's about. And the population spoke, you know, and, you know, there were some ugly things on election day with the, you know, Black Panther guys, you know, at one place intimidating people. And I bet Barack Obama was really disappointed in that because he does seem like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, God bless George W. Bush. I don't think he has a nasty bone in his body.
Yeah. All right, Laurie. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling
It's very interesting taking her daughter, letting her daughter go to school, American flag with a shirt. And this teaches our kids a good lesson, too.
Yeah.
You know what? America is about compromise. That's what George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and James Madison and Thomas Jefferson knew, that there was going to be a back and forth. It's just part of the American process. And we need to teach our kids from day one. You may not agree with the guy that lives next to you on politics, you may not agree in his worldview, but you got to figure out how to work it together because that's what we as Americans do. Let's go to Eric in Queens. Eric, what's up?
Good morning. First thing, my favorite inauguration was, I'm a little older than you guys, when I went to the William Henry Harrison inauguration in 1840.
Yeah, and that didn't end very well for him, did it?
I turned to my wife and I said, I can't believe he's not wearing a coat.
Yeah, of course, William Henry Harrison, the shortest serving president in American history because he was too vain to wear an overcoat and died.
Yeah.
So, well, that's a good memory, Eric. Thank you so much. I feel better.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's interesting because today will be such a symbolic day, and you'll see Barack Obama channeling Lincoln and the symbolism of Lincoln throughout the ceremony. But when you talk about the work that needs to be done, Joe, and, you know, a potential new era of bipartisanship, I think people are looking forward to not seeing the kind of division we've seen, not just over the past 8 years, but I'd add on the previous administration as well, the kind of division that's not productive. The question is, can Barack Obama, in his team of rivals, bring together all sides and create the kind of friction that gets results?
Yeah, you know what bothers me? We have people that come on our show, and what bothers me is when I'm talking to somebody that says America is finally restoring itself to its prior greatness. We're remembering who we were. I mean, come on. You can't say that just because your party is in power. Just because a Democrat is being sworn in. Please don't tell me that while my guy was in the White House, that America had forgotten who it was. America is a country that knows exactly who it is and what it needs to succeed. And Mika, the thing I love about this country and I love about our political process is that the same country that elected Ronald Reagan twice, elected Bill Clinton twice, elected George W. Bush twice, and you know what, may elect Barack Obama twice.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I remember talking to the president of the history department at University of Alabama, and I, of course, was a huge Ronald Reagan fan, and I went to him and said, hey, what do you think about Ronald Reagan? And I was thinking that everybody had to love Ronald Reagan because everybody I knew loved Ronald Reagan. And he sat back and goes, you know what? I think America's even strong enough to survive 8 years of Ronald Reagan. And I just sat there stumped. How could anybody not love Ronald Reagan? But it was a good point that, you know what? Reasonable people can disagree on politics and on presidents. and on what's best for America. We've got to figure out how to move to the next chapter. Now, you know what? You know why I'm so confident, Mika, in that? I'm confident that we can do that because I'm confident that conservatives are right. I'm confident that less government, greater freedom, less taxes, a strong military, less credit card debt, more savings, more conservative values will make this country great again. I really do. So if you're confident that you are right, you don't have to go around waving your arms and screaming and pointing at other people. Because you know the facts are on your side.
Have you convinced your mom it's going to be okay yet?
No. Oh. My mom thinks we're going to hell in a handbasket.
Oh,
but that's another story. All right. Hey, give us a call. 1-800-848-9222. We're going to be going to your calls also. Arianna Huffington, somewhere out there in the crowd. We're going to find her and drag her on the show when we return with Joe and Mika.
CBS Pinpoint Weather.
Well, it's cold. Another cold shot in the region at the present time, and temperatures are struggling to get to 30 degrees this afternoon with some sunshine through the clouds. And tonight, very cold, 17 Midtown, 8 to 13 across the Hudson Valley, and still cold tomorrow. I mean, sunshine, a few clouds, to get up to about 26 only. Then temperatures start to take another swing here. 37 on Thursday, 45 Friday, before getting knocked back down again over the upcoming weekend. Currently, Midtown temperatures at 21 degrees. We're looking for a high this afternoon, getting up to 30 with sunshine and some clouds. I'm meteorologist Paul
Pascal. This weekend is a great time to visit Wingdale, New York, for Hunt Furniture's great semi-annual sale with 45 to 50% off the entire line. Details at huntcountryfurniture.com.
WCBS News Time, 10:30.
News, traffic, and weather. On air, online. We are News Radio. WCBS 880.
Good morning on this Tuesday, Inauguration Day, January 20th. I'm Pat Farnak. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom. What a day, a changing of the guard in Washington, D.C. The president-elect is ready.
As I prepare to assume the presidency, yours are the voices I will take with me every day when I walk into that Oval Office.
We'll check in with our Rich Lamb in under a minute. He is handsomely positioned to watch the whole thing. Elizabeth Alexander will be waxing poetic during the ceremony today. And we'll hear how so many average Americans are going to observe this special day. In sports, Rangers host the Ducks, and the Jets formally introduce their head coach, Rex Ryan, tomorrow. WCBS News Time, 1031.
From the land of Lincoln, now to the Oval Office. This is the inauguration of President Barack Obama.
Our coverage sponsored by Lightspeed Trading, trading below the belt. Well, in less than 90 minutes, America gets a new president. Let's go live to the steps of the Capitol and WCBS reporter Rich Lamb. Rich?
Well, we're 50 yards north of the presidential podium. We have an absolutely clear view of it, exactly parallel with it. Now, in front of the podium, 1 million or 2 million people fill the National Mall. You can see the Washington Monument, the 555-foot Washington Monument in the background. Now, the people started gathering in the pre-dawn gloom, and they have braved frigid temperatures, and they're standing shoulder to shoulder there. Now, behind the podium where the president will give his inaugural address, the western front of the Capitol is all decked out with red, white, and blue, and the Capitol's magnificent and unmistakable dome reaches for the sky. The iron framework for that dome, by the way, was manufactured by a Brooklyn, New York firm. Now, just to give you an idea of a few of the people who are going to be here, the Joint Chiefs of Staff have already come out onto the platform. President Jimmy Carter, Mrs. Carter, President George H.W. Bush and Mrs. Bush, President Clinton, Senator Clinton, and, of course, the main players, George W. Bush and President Obama and his family will be there. And we understand that his inaugural address will be a sober one indeed, given the situation facing the country and the challenges facing this incoming president. But a lot of people here to cheer him on and to give him strength. So we can tell you that it is a gorgeous scene down here, if a little bit on the chilly side, but a lot of warm hearts joining to wish the Obamas well. Live in Washington, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Rich, and we'll be hearing from Rich all morning long. Also today, poet and Yale professor Elizabeth Alexander will become the fourth person to deliver a poem during the presidential inaugural.
My hope is to humbly approach the challenge of offering a moment of stillness, a moment of distilled language, a moment of hopefully unusual language in the way that poetry is always language made fresh.
And she promises she won't be too long. So do stay with us. Our live coverage of the inauguration ceremony begins at 11 o'clock this morning. You can listen to this history-making day on air at WCBS 880 AM, or you can watch a live stream on our website, WCBS880.com. No matter how you're taking part, by the way, do share the experience with us. Send your photos to photos at WCBS880.com.
Coverage of this historic inauguration of President Barack Obama will continue on WCBS.
WCBS News Time, 10:34.
This is Commissioner Patrick Heaney for the Suffolk County Department of Economic Development and Workforce Housing. Are you looking to start or relocate a business? Before you search north, west, or even south, try looking east to Suffolk County. If all you know about Suffolk is what you see on your way to the Hamptons, please let me tell you more. Did you know Suffolk has more than 3,000 acres of industrial parks with over 30 million square feet of finished capacity? Or that we offer a wide range of business incentives, including tax credits and other benefits, available through our Empire Zone? Would you be surprised to learn that there are many technology incubators in Suffolk, or that we are home to more than a dozen college campuses and research centers? Whether you're new to Suffolk or here and looking to expand, you can learn more about what we have to offer. And we've put together a new website to help you do just that. Visit SuffolkBetterForBusiness.com to learn why Suffolk County is better for business and better for life. That's SuffolkBetterForBusiness.com.
WCBS News Time, 10:35. Let's check the numbers. Well, they are all down this morning. The Dow is down 107 points. NASDAQ down 33 points. S&P down 16 points. Checking crude oil, it's gone up a little bit, $36.95 a barrel. And we'll check those numbers again for you in 10 minutes. WCBS News Time, 10:35. You can follow the inauguration on radio and TV, of course, with us here at WCBS. A lot of people, though, just don't want to experience this event at home alone. Let's go live with WCBS reporter Levon Putney. He's at the Bergen Performing Arts Center. What's on tap there, Levon?
Yes, well, besides actually watching the event in D.C. on the Jumbotron at the on top of the stage here, you also have a few of the schools here in the surrounding areas, Dwight Morrow High School, Bergen Performing Arts Academy. They'll be performing, some of the students, they'll be performing several speeches. They'll recite Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And one of the students will actually, in his first, it'll be an interesting thing to hear. I want to hear it. They'll mix Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech along with Obama's, one of Obama's recent speeches. So that'll be interesting in itself. Maybe a drum line here as well. But of course, you have a long line of people here just starting to file in within the last few minutes. They were standing outside here at the Bergen Performing Arts Center. The free inauguration ceremony here has a feel of a party. Vendors outside, they're handing out, selling pins for you to pin on, Obama pins. Inside this 1,300-seat theater here, you also have balloons, red, white, and blue balloons, and the mood lighting, also with a red, white, and blue, of course, for the theme of what we're about to watch here. Live at the Bergen Performing Arts Center in Englewood, Levon Putney, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Levon. WCBS News Time, 10:37.
The Esophageal Cancer Education Foundation, in conjunction with the Queen's Opera Association, will host a Three Diva concert to be held at St. Joseph Auditorium in Keyport, New Jersey, on February 7th, beginning at 7 p.m. They've selected three professional sopranos who will sing arias from various well-known operas, as well as famous Broadway show tunes. Coffee and dessert will follow the performance. Tickets are $45 each. For more information, visit their website at fightec.org. That's fightec.org. Thank you and have a healthy new year.
Traffic and weather together coming your way in 30 seconds.
Zinn Banquet Diner and Lounge in Secaucus, New Jersey is your source for great intercontinental breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Tuesday, seniors, 30% off. Happy hour, 5 to 7, $1.99 beers. Secaucus employees, 10% off with company ID. Zinn's Banquet Hall and Lounge is the perfect place to accommodate any of your functions or events. Call them at 201-330-3341 to reserve. 201-330-3341. or visit ZinBDL.com. ZinBDL.com.
WCBS News Time 1038. Traffic and weather together on the 8th. Sponsored by Virtue Tile Company. Here's Chris Majette.
Right, we've eased out completely at all three of our Hudson River crossings, and actually we can even include the Tappan Zee Bridge in that bunch because that's in very good shape both ways. New York State Thruway looks good coming out of Rockland into Westchester County. In Connecticut, though, we are getting reports of a crash here now in New Haven on the southbound Connecticut Turnpike right around exit 47. Two tractor trailers. Sounds like all lanes are now subject to closure. There is another accident down around exit 19 in Fairfield, but that's over on the left-hand shoulder. So I would definitely go for the Merritt Parkway on the southbound side. On Long Island, Neskonsin Highway getting rid of a crash on the westbound side of Vets Highway that's in Hop Hog. Also in Huntington Station on Route 110 at Route 25, a collision there. And in the five boroughs on the inbound Gowanus getting onto the BQE. You basically have construction work both ways on the BQE from Hamilton Avenue up to about the Kosciusko Bridge. And our next traffic update in less than 10 minutes on CBS.
And now let's check out the weather with meteorologist Paul Pasolon.
Brisk and cold today. We're going to see times where it's sunny and times when the clouds come in. High temperature around 30 degrees. Very cold tonight. 17 in Midtown, 8 to 13 across the Hudson Valley. For tonight, tomorrow, sunshine and a few clouds. High 26 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Pasolon in the WCBS Weather Center.
Mostly sunny, 20 degrees in Central Park, going up to a high today of 30. WCBS News Time, 1039. Are you tired of walking into your home and hating what you see when you look down? No, not the shoes on your feet. That awful old formica tile, or worse yet, that worn-out 70s-looking vinyl flooring underneath you. If you've been dreading going into your home because you hate looking down at your out-of-date tile, Virtue Tile is here to help. Call 908-273-6936 right now, and a custom-designed consultant from Virtue Tile will help you personalize your tile shopping experience. Virtue Tile carries a unique selection of handcrafted ceramic, natural stone, glass, metal, and porcelain tile that'll add elegance to any room in your home. That's 908-273-6936. Or see for yourself by visiting virtuetile.com. Don't let your old and tattered tile continue to be an eyesore every time you look down. Let the tile experts at Virtue Tile use their 50-plus years of experience to help make your home more beautiful by calling to set up your appointment today at 908-273-6936 or by visiting virtuetile.com. Waiting in the wings, Charlie Osgood.
They say a man should always dress for the job he wants. So why am I dressed up like a pirate in this restaurant? It's all because some hacker stole my identity. Now I'm in here every evening serving chowder and iced tea. Should have gone to FreeCreditReport.com. I could have seen this coming at me like an atom bomb. They monitor your credit and send you email alerts so you don't end up selling fish to tourists in T-shirts.
Offer applies to enrollment and triple advantage. TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
You know, since I'm the guy on the $50 bill, that means I know how you can get more $50 bills in your wallet. All you have to do is use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you don't have to spend a lot to do your taxes, and you get the maximum refund, guaranteed, which means you and I can spend a lot more time together.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com. Money-back guarantee details at TurboTax.com.
WCBS News Time, 1041.
If there's one business that's booming today despite the economic crisis, says our business correspondent Anthony Mason, it's the Barack Obama business.
His image is on everything. His name inscribed in hats, fine china,
this priceless work of art,
and song.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
Recession or no recession, the Barack Obama memorabilia business is hot right now, especially in Washington. It's downright inflationary.
We even sell an Obama dollar bill now that has his picture on it for $10.
The Obama industry is said to be worth $250 million. QVC estimates that 200,000 customers will have bought Obama items by the end of this day.
This is our button room where we produced 10 million buttons the past 2 years.
The weather may be cold, but Steve Swallow, CEO of Tiger Eye Design, says Obama is hot.
This is the largest effect that any candidate has ever had.
It's even helping the employment situation. At Swallow's plant, anyway.
We've gone from 20 full-time employees to over 60.
Former New York City school teacher Jason Feinberg loaded up 15,000 Obama action figures to take to Washington, and guess what?
I've made over $1 million.
Last week, Marvel Comics released a special Spider-Man comic, Spidey Meets the President. And at one store, the line stretched down the street, and the issue sold out in hours.
To memorabilia dealers, the president-elect is better than a superhero.
I love that man.
He's a one-man economic stimulus package.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama. Barack.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
WCBS News Time, 10:43.
You have to meet with clients and colleagues, but business travel is a profitability killer. Airline ticket, cab, hotel, meals, ticket alone, $300 at least. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting, just $49 a month for unlimited online meetings. Host 5 meetings or 5,000 for one low flat rate per month. Plus, voice over IP and phone conferencing is included. It's free. So do more and travel less with GoToMeeting, the award-winning online meeting service brought to you by Citrix. With just a click, host sales presentations, training sessions, product demos, or collaborative sessions right from your desk. So easy, you'll have your first meeting running in seconds. I like traveling, but I use GoToMeeting to save on costs. And my listeners can now try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Alan. GoToMeeting.com. Be sure to use the promo code Alan.
It's 20 degrees now, mostly sunny in Central Park. It's going to be cold all day long, the high 30 degrees. Well, we are waiting to see the Obamas and the Bushes head on over to the inauguration, the swearing in. They are still in the White House. Liz Cheney, the vice president's wife, along with Jill Biden, just got into a limousine to go on over. And many of the dignitaries are arriving. And we see Ted Kennedy in the crowd. He's looking pretty good, walking under his own steam.
Great.
Really great. He had a bright blue scarf on and was wearing a black hat. And now Michelle Obama and Mrs. Bush, Laura Bush, are coming out of the White House together. Laura Bush wearing a gray coat, and Michelle Obama clad in a very interesting brocade gold coat with a matching dress. And they are now getting into the limousine together. Mrs. Obama walking around the other side of the limousine, and Mrs. Bush already in the car. And we're waiting now to see the president-elect and the president make their way to a limousine. That should happen any time now. Let's do a little bit of sport.
880 on your AM dial and live on your computer at WCBS880.com. When you need to know, we've got you covered.
And Jared, if you don't mind, we'll interrupt you when the president-elect and the president show their faces, okay?
I guess we have our priorities.
In the meantime, what's happening in sports?
Tonight, the New York Rangers home to take on the Ducks of Anaheim. Yesterday, Devils beat the Predators 3-1. Former Ranger, former Devil Brendan Shanahan scoring in his first game back. The Capitals beat the Islanders in overtime 2-1. Basketball locals are off. Knicks a 102-98 winner over the Bulls yesterday. Chris Duhon of the Knicks scoring the go-ahead basket with 30 seconds to go. Duhon used to play pickup games with President-elect Obama. He'll only be President-elect for just a few short minutes.
That's right. All right, thank you, Jared. And being wheeled out of the White House now, Vice President Cheney, we're told that he injured his back moving boxes or something, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's being wheeled to a waiting limousine. And also Joe Biden, the vice president-elect, both heading their way toward a limousine, which is waiting right down. Now Vice President Cheney being wheeled down a ramp in his wheelchair from the White House, and they're both going toward a limousine. And we're waiting for the president-elect and the president to be coming out of the White House any time now. And we'll keep you posted on that when it happens here on WCBS. WCBS News Time, 10:47. We'll be back.
Shopping smart is an easy resolution to keep. For all your technology and entertainment needs, J&R Music and Computer World is the smart place to go. J&R opened over 37 years ago offering deep discount prices, and they still do. J&R stocked the famous brands you wanted, and they still do. J&R was the store where you could talk to an expert, and you still can. For a technology makeover, the J&R Megastore on Park Row in Lower Manhattan is the smart place to go. Gear up for the big game with a new HD TV. J&R has the big screens with the small prices. In Midtown, visit the J&R Express in the cellar at Macy's Herald Square. Order online at jr.com or by phone at 1-800-221-8180. Bookmark jr.com. It's the smart site for smart shopping. That's J&R, the store that's been bringing people and technology together since 1971. 1-800-221-8180 and online at jr.com.
WCBSNews.com.
WCBS News, time 10:48. Traffic and weather together. Chris Majette, what do you have?
Pat, we have the closure of the Connecticut Turnpike southbound at exit 47 in New Haven. Two tractor trailers involved in an accident. There's another crash at exit 19 in Fairfield over on the shoulder. And as you get down through Stamford between exit 7 and 6, you actually have construction work in each direction, but the Merritt Parkway.
Sorry, Chris, but the President-elect and President Bush are just emerging from the White House right now, and they are making their way toward a limousine to go over to the swearing-in. Once again, the President getting into the limo, and President-elect Obama getting into the limo on their way right now to the swearing-in in Washington. And we'll keep you posted. We'll have the latest right here on WCBS and also online at WCBS880.com. Can't get to Washington for the inauguration? No problem. There are plenty of places to watch Barack Obama take the oath of office right in the tri-state area. Let's go live now to WCBS reporter Sophia Hall. She's at a movie theater in Huntington, Long Island. And Sophia, is the inauguration a smash at the box office too?
I'll tell you something. I'm at the Cinema Arts Theater here in Huntington, and there are so many happy people here. It's really more exciting than some of the rock concerts I've been to. People are hugging strangers. I was hugged by strangers a couple times. Just a lot of happiness here today. The Cinema Arts Theater has actually set up four large screens to watch the inaugurations, and hundreds of people have taken advantage of this. And the topic of conversation is not only this historic day, which many people are very excited about, they're also talking about the future, the next 4 years, and what it means to them. A lot of people say they lost their jobs, they're having trouble paying for their homes, and they believe that Barack Obama is the answer, and so much will change in the next 4 years. So they're not only looking forward to, of course, today, but they're looking forward to the next 4 years. I'm live in Huntington, Long Island. Sophia Hall, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Sophia. And of course, another way to experience the inauguration is online at WCBS880.com. We have such excellent coverage lined up for you today. And here in the studio to talk about that is our new media manager, Travis Lusk. So walk us through the coverage, if you would, Travis.
Well, Pat, as the president and vice president head off to the festivities, you can actually watch all of that on our website at WCBS880.com. Just click on the live video for the inauguration. We have a virtual control room set up for you, so you can watch seven different camera angles of everything, of the whole walk, the parade, the actual swearing-in itself, and everywhere in between. So there's a map of the area there, the whole mall. And you just click on the camera view that you want to see at any time, and you'll be able to get the live pictures and watch it. This is expected to be the most watched event in online history. So just by virtue of the fact that it's in the middle of the day and everybody's at work, they're all going to be watching it in their office. And we've made that available to you, so just head on over to WCBS880.com.
You know, it's really amazing, Travis. We were talking to Sophia. People are watching it in movie theaters and Times Square, and we hear about all these unusual places to, sort of unusual places to watch, but most people are going to be at work, so they're going to want to use this service.
Right, and everybody's going to be huddled around their desks watching it. And we also have on our listener line, 877-987-WCBS. You can call in and tell us about those experiences. Tell us how you watched it. We're going to end up airing some of those after the inauguration is over and kind of find out where people, the fun places that they watched the inauguration.
Well, and not only that, we are calling for people's photos as well.
Correct.
If you snap something on your cell phone.
On your cell phone or on your camera, you can send those to photos at WCBS880.com. We'll be putting together a photo gallery of all those as well.
That's something not to be missed, so tune in. WCBS880.com. We're, of course, on the radio as well. And we're watching a video now of the limousines pulling out of the White House, and you don't feel so bad if you're caught in traffic because it seems that the limousines are going a little slowly. They're inching their way out of the White House, turning now to go toward the swearing-in ceremony on the mall, and actually hundreds of thousands of what we were saying earlier, but it really looks like millions are there in the mall, doesn't it,
and
Travis?
And they have these excellent camera views, too, where if you can go online and watch it, too, it almost looks like the marathon. You know, they have that reverse camera angle of the runners. That's what it looks like in the pictures that we have of them driving down the street and heading over to the beginning of the ceremony.
And Rich Lamb was telling us that it is really very chilly out there. Everybody's bundled up like an Eskimo, but nobody looks like they're they're too disturbed by that because they're so caught up in the moment. The excitement just seems to be palpable. Even watching it with the sound turned down, since we are doing a show after all, you can just tell that the excitement is in the air and it is the place to be.
It was probably very chilly at about 6 o'clock this morning when there was nothing going on, you know, just hot coffee and things like that. But now that the excitement is starting to go, you'll totally tune out how numb your fingers are and
that's,
things like that with all the excitement
correct.
Starting.
You know, you were telling us, Travis, about the coverage on our website at WCBS880.com, and not only are all these camera angles and the streaming video there for the taking, but you have so much other information posted there as well, historical information and other things.
One of the other interesting things, too, that we have on there is we have every video that's been available of past inaugural speeches. We have those up as well that you can go back and watch history. When there wasn't video, we have the audio clips of those and also the transcripts of all of them. So that's also, if you're a history buff and you want to go back and relive that, you can do that, too.
Well, thank you. That's Travis Lusk, our new media manager here at WCBS. And the limousines are making their way toward the swearing-in site, and we'll be back in 60 seconds with more here on WCBS.
Your house is so drafty, even your dog needs a sweater. And you hate those dog sweaters. You